You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. It's Monday, and there's no deal in sight to keep the federal government open after Friday. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The money runs out this Friday for the federal government. If there's no agreement by then, the government shuts down. This is all affecting the U.S. credit rating. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this update.
There has been some progress. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a two-part stopgap funding bill to keep the government going temporarily. The first part expires in January. The second lasts until February. The Senate is working on its own funding measure. The two houses have to pass the same legislation, then send it to the White House for President Biden's signature, all before Friday. All the foot-dragging and drama led the ratings agency Moody's to lower its outlook on the U.S. credit rating to negative from stable. Moody's issued a statement blaming the move on what it called continued political polarization in the U.S. It said that raises the risk that, quote, successive governments will not be able to reach consensus on a fiscal plan to slow the decline in debt affordability. It's gotten much more expensive for the federal government to borrow because interest rates have risen. Moody's did not downgrade the U.S. credit rating. It's still at Moody's highest AAA level. But other credit rating agencies like Fitch have lowered their ratings to AA+. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a voice from Los Angeles about what it takes to afford to live there. About one quarter of people working in the leisure and hospitality industries there are Latinx. And of those, Latinas face a gender wage gap that, according to one estimate, means Latina workers miss out on about $1.2 million in pay throughout their careers. And U.S. News has identified Los Angeles as the second most expensive city in which to live in the U.S., just behind San Diego. These gaps are part of what's fueling the current hotel workers' strike in Southern California.
You've been on strike for over four hard months. This is not just your fight, it's all of our fight. Luchamos juntos!
My name is Brenda Mendoza. I'm a uniform attendant at the JW Marriott. I've been working at the Marriott for about 14 years now. When I first started working at the hotel, it was my first hotel I've ever worked at. For me, it was, you know, super excited working on a new property that was just finished being built. And, you know, the pay rate back then for me was, it was great. I got to the point on April of last year, seeing that the rent was almost hitting $3,000 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom unit. I said, that's, you know, a payment for a house. So I took that leap of faith and I purchased my home. But my home, I had to purchase it in Apple Valley because that's where I was able to buy it. I wake up at 3 in the morning. We have to be out of the house by 3:30 to be able to make it to my first boy's job that he starts at 5:30 in the morning. My shift starts at 7 in the morning, so I have to leave my husband at 6:30 at his job. So he waits quite a while because he starts at 8 a.m. in the morning. So he's the one that waits outside until his shift starts, and I keep the car. It's been difficult, you know, having to sacrifice, you know, not sleeping much like I was before. I get tired of driving basically 100 miles coming down and going back up. But, you know, we make those sacrifices for our family to have something, you know, for the future. When we go into work, we put everything. We give our energy, we give the better of ourselves, you know. We don't want to be overworked and underpaid. We want to be treated as equal. And I come from, like, my grandma, my mother, they were housekeepers. So I see the work that they put in, how physically, you know, the job is, and how they're left after working so many years. Physically, they're just, you know, they're just tired. They're hurt from everywhere. My grandma passed away August. She had so many health issues, you know, that probably if she would have taken care of herself back then, but she needed to work. She gave everything to doing the housekeeping position. Since she's worked her whole life doing that in hotels. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I push and I help, you know, the union and coworkers to, you know, help us so we know that we can have something better for the future. And it's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be a challenge. But we have to fight for what we believe in, what we deserve. Because we put in so much of our lives into these jobs. Physically, it's, you know, tiring. It's just a lot. And sometimes we make sacrifices like I do, along with my family.
A view from striking hotel worker Brenda Mendoza, who lives in Apple Valley, California, a bit like moving near Philadelphia to work in New York City. Marketplace's Erica Soderstrom produced that. Three big Los Angeles hotels have reached deals with workers in the ongoing strike. Loews Hollywood, the Westin Bonaventure, and the Biltmore in Los Angeles. Probably should say Loews Hollywood. United Auto Worker members continue to vote on tentative contracts with Ford, GM, and Jeep Ram's owner Stellantis. These are not slam dunks. On Friday, workers at a GM assembly plant in Flint, Michigan, narrowly said no to the contract. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.